Bear Podcast 354.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty wise. Matt Bear Prod. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The second question of the week.
Oh, really? Want instant gratification in the
week? Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
We have our list. I mean, if we have something for it, we stick it in.
We stick it in. We like sticking it in.
Okay, on the music part, Tupac just had a new album that just came out.
The 10th one. The 10th lost the recording one.
I know he's been dead for 10 years.
But it's a new album.
But,
there are all album. These lost prison recordings they keep finding.
Hey.
That's right.
And speaking of Tupac.
Why?
This weekend, or Friday night, coming back from Huntsville. I was kind of berated because of my music selection. They did not like my Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg.
He didn't like your
and Eminem music selection that I had.
Oh, no.
Oh,
so
no.
So they put on their iPod and come up with this, all this, la, 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 all this kind of modern day easy listening stuff. And I was like,
okay.
Mm-hmm. And you don't like my music?
Yeah.
At least with my music, you can thump down the road.
That's what well, I'm talking about.
But when I ride with Mike, it's always football on the radio. On the
hey, car. Hey, man. We live and die for football.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You ready?
Are you okay? Let me see.
I'm okay.
Okay, good. Ow. Playing with the button. I'm just checking your levels. Be careful with the... Oh, don't squeeze like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just hold it lightly like that. Just like a cock. Something like that. No. Around your chin.
I want to do it like a rapper, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And joining us today is Ed.
Big Ed.
Yes, Ed.
Ed from New Orleans.
From New Orleans.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can stop by my store located at 415 Bourbon Street. That's the Panda Bear. And also the Bourbon Strip Tees. That's 205 Bourbon Street.
Oh, your camera is there.
Oh, man. Oh. I'm trying to get my commercial in.
Okay.
All right. It's good. They still heard me, right?
Still heard you. Yeah. Still heard. You're still on the radio, so that's good. So welcome, everyone, to episode 354. And it's a special episode because we have Ed here visiting us from New Orleans. And it's been a busy weekend for him, mostly.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's just... We just
tagged along and harassed.
We tagged along with them. That's right. So how about some weekend updates? Weekend updates. We usually do weekend updates every show. So let me see. Oh, before we go on, before we do the weekend updates, we would like to thank all the listeners through Scruff. People who went through Scruff, and we got a lot of hits, so much hits from Scruff. So thank you, Johnny Scruff and Jason. For being in the show in the last episode, and you know,
wait a minute, we're leaving somebody out. There's three of them.
There's another one, Eric, I think.
Eric,
he's the
developer.
The developer, yeah. So thank you guys for doing what you do, and right now, Ed.
And I love Scruff. I use it all the time. I'm trouble. On
You're
Scruff
trouble
as well.
Trouble. There's trouble everywhere. T-R-O-U. Yeah, this is better. Trouble. All right. So yeah. So check it out. So Scruff. Scruffapp.com. So if you guys haven't. It's already also available on the Android. So you guys can check it out. Yeah. Okay. So weekend update. So yeah, that's last weekend. You've been busy too. We've been busy in the weekend.
Pretty busy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I learned how to play Texas Hold'em this weekend.
What's so hard about it? Is it easy?
Well,
I played it before.
It's okay. It's more like Texas lose your ass. I don't like it.
Texas lose your ass. You lost your shirt? What happened?
I lost the college kids to the college kids fund, the mortgage payment, the grocery bill. I mean, everything. I lost it all this week.
Oh, no.
Better get your food stamps, man.
I know something.
Get a food stamp.
And guess who I lost it to?
Who?
An Asian.
An Asian. Oh, leave it to the Asians. Got to be Johnny, right?
Johnny Lee.
Johnny.
Okay. Take his money.
That's right.
I should. Because
I was up.
Too.
I had like about 12,000 at one point.
Wow.
And then
12,000 cents. What is it?
Well, you know, if it was real money,
it was real money.
It would have been $12,000, but in our play chips, it was about $12,000.
Ah, okay.
And I was doing pretty good there. And then him and Andy just kind of cleaned me out. Mm. I found out you can only bluff so much before people start realizing you're bluffing.
Maybe you're giggling a lot.
No, I was trying to play it straight. Because there's a bunch, most of the times I actually were that I was really bluffing, and I actually had money to play with, and I was putting the bets out there, and they were just like, okay, and they'd fold. But then when I was trying to call them when they were bluffs, they usually wasn't bluffing. So.
But you're from New Orleans, so there's a lot of gambling there. You don't do gambling there. Do you?
He's a small businessman.
Let me tell y'all something. This is what I've learned. I'm a young guy, but I've learned something. Casinos are built on losers.
Okay, email Ed at all hate
no,
mail.
No, man, serious. If everyone was winning, no one, the casinos wouldn't be. I go to Vegas every 6 months, and there's a new casino coming up almost every 6 months. And that's because people are losing a lot of money. That's the way it is. That's if everyone was winning, you cannot build all these casinos.
They would not
make money.
That's right.
You know, I don't gamble, man. I unless it's a sure thing, it has to be sure. And to gamble, it's not sure. So no.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I'm in Vegas. You know what I play?
What?
Penny slots.
I don't even do that I can use.
And once that dollar's gone, it's gone.
I can use those pennies. I would have more fun playing a video game.
Yeah, at least you do that.
You know that.
You know where it's going to go. It's for
entertainment. Yeah.
But you know, when my partner Mike, he lives in New Orleans too, and when he just puts that $5, 30 seconds later he'll win $120. I mean, it's all luck. I don't know. I try to do it, maybe I would be lucky.
Let me tell you something. I have an employee of mine.
Oh,
his,
no.
His partner is the same way. We only hear about it when they win. You know, months go by and he'll go like, man, you know, Billy just won like $1,000 at the casino. What I'm thinking, well, what happened with all, you know, the months before.
The $5,000 he lost.
Yeah, leading up to it. He's only lucky when he wins. But you didn't hear about the losing part.
You know,
I lost 200 today, 200 yesterday, but 300. But you didn't hear that.
You only heard that.
Hey, I put a quarter in the machine and I won $1,000. No way, man. No way that's happening.
I never gonna get lucky. Yeah.
No.
So you lost your shirt.
Lost my shirt, pretty much. And then, of course, Sunday we went down and
yes, a special day. Thanks to Ed, we went to the Halloween and Party Expo at the George R. Brown Center, Convention Center. And explain to the listeners what's it about? What's that expo for?
It is for people that own shops and stores. They come down to this. This is a wholesale market where we buy for our stores, and we're purchasing. I purchase for Mardi Gras as well as Halloween, and a lot of people purchasing this stuff now for Halloween, and you get to see it all first, as y'all saw all the new stuff that's coming out before the public get to see it, and you order for your store, so you know we can You can have everything ready. It's a big industry now. Halloween is not for kids anymore. It is an adult holiday now. I mean, it is a big money maker for me. It is one of my busiest weekends outside of Valentine's Day. I know a lot of people think it's Mardi Gras is our busiest weekend. It's the busiest people-wise, but money-wise, Halloween and Valentine's Day is the busiest time.
Yeah, because that's
like
where
mine.
They get to shop their costumes and clothes and their lingerie.
Everybody want to be a slut for Halloween. I mean, dress sexy.
Dress sexy. Dress sexy, that's right. Okay, so we were there, and what I sometimes look forward to in the expo is the fashion shows. Because how often do you see fashion shows with costumes? You know, they were showcasing Lady Gaga this time.
Yes, Lady Gaga.
You saw the Lady Gaga. What do you think of the Lady Gaga, Ray?
They'll do.
That'll do?
Gay people wouldn't buy those.
I would imagine gay people would wear it.
Straight women will go buy those, but gay men will go make that shit from scratch.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it will be immaculate and look just like the true Lady Gaga.
That's why I was saying gay people would probably make it themselves, whereas, you know, but, you know, you don't cater to that.
Yeah.
Microphone. Yeah, you don't cater to that. And also, did y'all get to see the Jersey Shore?
Well, Pauly D was supposed to be there that
afternoon. Yeah, that's right. We missed her. Oh.
And we left before then.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, she was actually there. There was a couple of stars there that were promoting their costumes and stuff. So one of Hugh Hefner's ex-wives were there. She got a new line out, and she was signing autographs and everything. You know, she's packing.
Uh-huh.
You know, so she was walking around. She's pretty, actually, a pretty lady. They all are, but. It was nice. She was a very nice lady. Who else was there?
There was the only ones I remember that the
big Transformer thing they had there. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, Bumblebee.
Bumblebee there. Life size Bumblebee. It was big.
It was really big.
Yeah.
I saw him before at Comic Con though.
Oh, he was there too?
I think it's the same one they ship around.
Probably he's the
But the one thing I did see that I was just like, that is so wrong. The guy had on the white Elvis costume outfit, and he was like cut and ripped and had muscles and fine pecs, and I'm like, you need to go eat some more bacon cheeseburgers, because that is not what Elvis looked like.
Chubbier than that.
Well, y'all thinking about the late Elvis, but the early Elvis was pretty slim and fit. Now.
He wasn't that pumped up. I mean, this guy was just like, I know some models trying to sell. Yeah. But that's the other thing I noticed. I mean, you know, everything there is mostly towards a straight audience. But it was mostly female costumes or kid costumes. There was not that much of a selection for men that I noticed.
Yeah, like I said, they always feminize everything.
No, it's just that this is the simple fact. Well, even in my lingerie store, how much, you know, the whole store is women and this wall is men, and I'm a gay man. Men don't buy it, right? That's just point blank. I mean, you'll get some men and he just said these guys gonna go and make that Lady Gaga costume. They're not gonna come and buy a costume, and that's the simple fact. So why invest the time in making that many men costumes or even having that many men models when we're not gonna buy that many of them? So that is why.
Now that one
it's like the fact that gay people
there was one booth there that was like generic men's costumes. And that was perfect because that's what I see most straight guys wearing. It was like a T-shirt or something.
Yeah.
With a ball cap. And it was like women like me because I always deliver.
Yeah, they just simple.
Very simple. Funny signs, funny symbols,
or something like you seen the did y'all get to see the one with the guy wearing a suspender and it had the box around him and it's like, you want to play with my balls? Did you see that?
No,
it was
I
like
didn't
a
see
gumball.
That one.
Oh my God, it's hilarious! Man. It was just like a little box and it had full of balls in it.
I want to play with my balls.
And the shirt and the hat said, "You want to play with my balls?"
Oh,
I would wear that.
Yeah. Well, see that one, and then like the one that you like was what? Killer Birds,
Angry Birds,
Angry Birds.
Oh, I love Angry Birds.
Funny,
I saw the red one, the red bird, and the yellow one.
No, did you take pictures of it?
I took one. I was able to catch one. Yeah.
Oh, you should post that. Email him to post that picture of the Angry Birds.
Yeah.
It's really hilarious. It's funny. Yeah.
It's pretty cute.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to be an Angry Bird this Halloween.
I would wear that. I would wear the Angry Bird one because it just seemed funny, you know.
I know.
To walk around with a big, huge ass bird on.
Yeah.
Well, there was the other booth that had all the stuff like the Simpsons, like the Duff beer guy and all that stuff, and like TV stuff or generic stuff like that I could see more straight people wearing and stuff.
Yeah.
But overall, I mean, it was all sexed up.
Women. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's like Snow White with boobs. I saw that outfit. I'm like, skimpy, you know, that's actually
skirts,
kind of hot.
So short.
That's
what sells. I mean, yeah.
That's why I'm there. I didn't want. I cannot put costumes that you know that you can go and get at Walmart.
Yeah.
No, I gotta have something sexy, revealing that you're not gonna see at every. You're not gonna see it at every store. So that's why we come to these things to see. What we're getting, to see the material, to see the new stuff, see how it looks on model. Like, you can tell them, hey, I want to see a model in this item. And the model has to, you know, they'll get their model to go put it on if they want me to buy it.
Yeah.
So and the catalog doesn't do justice at all. No.
A catalog, you can't see the sizing. You can't feel the material. As I was saying to you guys earlier, the people who put this catalog together, they're paid a lot of money to make this merchandise look good.
Mm-hmm.
So what you see in the catalog, it could be totally different from what you actually get. Mm-hmm. So you have to go to these shows and actually feel the material. See, if it stretches, is it forgiving? You know, can a large actually get into a large, you know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can't. Or some companies cutting corners and their large is actually a medium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's a big problem there too. So you have to go and see it.
But if you like looking at pretty girls, there's a lot of them. They're all dressed up in costumes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of T&A there.
Yeah. And even, like I say, even us looking, you have to say the girls are very hot and sexy there.
I think I saw I saw four male models.
No, did y'all catch a hold of the black guy wearing a tight suit? And his box was so big that he had to hold his hand in front of him.
Oh,
Brother was packing.
Oh, in the putty outfit?
Yeah. The putty outfit.
And Manny was too distracted by the little cub guy.
There's a cub guy wearing his overalls. Pretty cute. Cutest panic bearded guy is cute.
But yeah, I saw him and I was like, hey, what's up?
I saw him the day before. And man, his stuff was just out there. I was like,
I know.
Homeboy just out there.
But see, I noticed a lot of people were selling those type outfits. It was just basically like a unitard type thing. Just basic, different colors.
Just basic, one single color.
Why? I don't.
I don't get it either.
Look, I'm in this industry and I don't know either because it's something like, why?
I mean, I can understand, like, if somebody, it's like a base for a costume. Like, somebody wanted to make their own thing, it's a base that they
and
can
then
work
pay it
with.
Over.
But it wasn't cheap. That's
no, it wasn't
thing.
Cheap at all.
No, and I was thinking, why? Who's ordering this?
Yeah. Was one of the only one booths that I walked by. The guy said, and we got it in your size if you want
to
order it.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what the bear guy said.
That's what the bear guy said to me.
We got one for your size.
And it looked, and you could look good in it. And I was like,
Now, I think it's a bear chaser, too.
Did y'all see this is one of my favorite costumes. They have it there every year, but it was the big gorilla, and the guy was in the cage, and it looked like the gorilla was carrying the guy in the cage.
Oh.
Did y'all see that?
No, I didn't see that.
And the guy actually, you know, he's standing up in the cage, but the big gorilla is behind him. It looks like he's choking him around. So that was pretty neat. I think that's one of my favorite costumes.
Oh.
I don't buy from that company, but I would like to get that costume personally.
Yeah.
That's something I would wear, you know.
Yeah, something that
New Orleans, if you come down to New Orleans, man, if y'all come for Mardi Gras or even Halloween, New Year's Eve, we're a costume town. If you just like to dress up and stuff, come down and party with us because we need this much of an excuse to put on a costume.
That's right.
Well, I noticed a lot
that's
of
all
people,
that happens all
a lot
the time
of the buyers there were
dressed up. Yeah.
I mean, there were a lot of goth dressed goth.
They live that way. So.
People that were there that were buyers, and I assume they own stores and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's also a lot of people that were, like, I saw steampunk people walking around. I saw a whole group of them walking around.
Yeah.
But some of the people that are really hot, the one you talk to, is a bear guy who's selling the cups for bear.
For the
bear watch cups.
Manor is all about, I asked this guy about some cups, about get some price and have some cups printed for bear watch. And Manor just sitting there was like, watching the wool off his mouth.
It's so hot.
And this guy
tell
had,
Mike.
And then here's a straight
I'm
guy.
Just
when I said bear watch, he had no clue. He said, so with your hunting club. And I was like, oh, Lord, you have no clue, do you, boy?
But anyway, the expo always happens around this time of year, right? So,
yes.
And that's the big thing for Houston.
Actually, it was in Chicago, and it still is in Chicago. And all the buyers and vendors was asking them to move to a different venue because it was so cold. I never went to the Halloween show before. I only went to the one that was going on during the show in Vegas because of it's too cold to go to Chicago. And everyone was asking, and I just talked to a couple people today. They say, yeah, they did the Chicago show earlier. It happened 2 weeks ago. No one was there
because everybody
wants to come to the warm weather.
Yeah.
But I talked to a lot of people today wishing that the show would move to New Orleans.
That'll be even better.
A lot of people complain there's nothing to do here, you know, whereas mm-hmm. if you're in New Orleans, you know, you can go party afterward. Yeah. I think we can do the show justice, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, Houston, but yeah. we know how to throw a party.
But anyway, okay, so we'll just I'll wait for next year, and we're going to check it out.
Yep, and get ready to buy your Thor, Green Lantern, Captain America, Loki.
Loki, yeah.
Who else? Who's the other? And the ones that got me was the female versions of Wolverine.
Oh, that was hot.
That was hot.
That was actually hot. That was hot. Know what else I like? I didn't see that. I'm going to, you know, I don't sell these things, but I love this movie. This is an old, like, B movie. It's a C movie, actually. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah. I saw those guys.
Masks was dope, man. They were so creepy, man. I would wear that shit. I'm serious. I would love that.
Yeah.
But I love that.
I saw this. That's really creepy. This,
Killer Clowns
from Outer Space. Donnie Darko also. Yeah.
Yeah. Donnie Darko was creepy, too.
Yeah, that was creepy, too.
Nah. I don't like rabbits looking like that. That's
creepy. Rabbits didn't look like that.
Okay. I wouldn't know where to store the costume, you know, because it'd be in your closet.
Closet and you open the door.
You fuck around here and open it up. And like,
There you go. But anyway, okay, so we're moving on, but we're having... An intermission here. It's actually a video from Don Collymore from Canada, and it's actually it's about their pride.
Hey, happy new year, everybody. Might not look it, it's the middle of January, and for us to talk about pride, you're thinking you must be crazy, but we are crazy. Welcome to Bears by Nature. My name is Don Collymore. I'm a member of Bears by Nature. We're basically a group of individuals trying to bring all the bears, chubs, chasers, and who else? Cubs, and our admirers and fans from around the world to help participate in Toronto Pride's Parade, which is one of the biggest prides around this upcoming July. But in order for us to participate, we need your help. So we're looking for volunteers who are willing to come out and give their time and effort to make this very successful. For more information, contact bearsbynatureto@gmail.com or check out our Facebook group, Bears by Nature. See, you take care, and I'm going to have more fun in snow.
But why do they call you Big Ed?
Well, only one way to find out. You remember my porn name tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Sweet Dick Eddie. Sweet. No, don't y'all type that in, because y'all won't find me.
It's not yet, joke. Folks. I'm working on it. There will be a video.
Yeah.
So and his trusty sidekick, Raul.
Raul.
Okay. We'll talk about Raul later. But yeah. But anyway, thank you, Don, for the video. So just check him out. The links are on the website for their Pride event. Okay. So, okay, let's go on with Ray's topics. What do you have here, Ray?
Our topic today is, I put 10 modern-day ghost towns, but it's more like the top 10 towns that have been abandoned.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and I saw this the other day, or actually last week, it was scrolling on one of the little news things, and I saw it. So I copied the link down real quick and then went home and watched it, and it was kind of cool because it was talking about these towns that just nobody's there.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason or other, they're just gone. They're sitting there. And then I got looking into it and researching, and some of them are being put on the World Historical Register because they were abandoned, because they're frozen in time, and nobody's been there in so long that nobody's touching this stuff. So it's like a piece of history,
mm-hmm.
frozen in time. So it's kind of interesting. Yeah. And some of them, it's just like, well, do you understand? When we get to the list, you'll understand why they were abandoned. So
okay.
And we'll post this link so you can go watch it if you want to go watch the thing off Bing videos.
Okay.
But the first one is Hashima Island in Japan. I hope I said that right.
You said it right.
Hashima. I said it right. Mm-hmm. It was actually an island that it looked like a piece of rock sitting out in the water, and they built it up and put a 16-story high-rise building. Well, at that time, it was a high-rise building back in the 40s on it. The island was actually owned by Mitsubishi to start with, and it was Mitsubishi Mining. And they were actually dredging coal up from the sea, because everything was burning coal when this thing was built.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1974, because everything is switched over to petroleum, they just shut operations down completely and everybody left the island.
Oh, wow. So it's really...
And because of the earthquakes, a lot of the majority of the buildings there are unsafe. But in the last 5 or 6 years, a few years back, Mitsubishi transferred the ownership of the island over to the closest town. And they kind of run it as a tourist thing.
It's a tourist thing.
And they went in and fixed up a couple of the buildings. And you can go see certain parts of the island, but most of it's blocked off. And if you go Google it, you can see pictures of the island and how the buildings were built, and some have already collapsed and everything. Mm-hmm. But nobody's really touched it since 1974.
Wow.
So it was pretty cool. Number nine, actually, I remember this when this happened in 1984, was Centralia, Pennsylvania.
I wasn't born yet.
No. What, in 84?
No, I was born already. Yeah, I was about 11 years old. Yeah, okay.
But this was a coal town in Pennsylvania. And back in the 60s, they used to burn the city trash. Mm-hmm. Well, what they did was the empty mines, they would just pile it up with trash and then burn it. Well, what they didn't realize is one of the coal veins was still active. And it's a very flammable type of coal that was in it. Well, they set the coal on fire. So this fire has been burning underground since 1962 until now.
Wow.
And it's still going on. You can still see pictures. But in 1984, there was this big news story because this kid was walking down the main street or something like that in town, and a sinkhole collapsed. And I think the kid was like 6 years old or something like that. And luckily, one of his family members was there and grabbed him before he went down 154 feet.
Oh, wow, a sinkhole.
But the coal is all burning under the town.
Wow.
So, like, they've had, you know, as it worked through the coal vein that runs through the town, they had to shut the gas station down and move it because the guy walked out and was like, something's not right with my gas tanks. And then he took a temperature reading of the gas tanks, and they were at 180-something degrees.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
Because of the heat coming off the coal on the ground. So, in 1984, they completely shut the town down and moved everybody out. Because it would cost like $600 million to trench around the town and then pour concrete and water to stop the fire.
Wow.
So it's one of those things that costs way too much. So, and you can go see videos of where the ground split open and it's just burning, where the coal's burning up underground.
Wow.
So it's quite interesting.
Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania, yeah. And if you got, like I said, any of these towns, if you go Google them, you'll find there's pretty big stories on them on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see if I can get this German town. Belizen, Hellstatten, Germany.
That's pretty good. Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
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 The whole purpose of this town was a hospital. It was built as a hospital back in the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
Its big claim to fame was Hitler was shot during World War I and was hospitalized there.
Oh. He could have died there.
I know. We've been so lucky. But after the Soviet Union came in and took that part of Germany over and was occupying East Germany,
mm-hmm.
they just kept it as a hospital. So it was a military hospital all this time. And then in 2000, even though that the Soviet Union pulled out of Germany, they still had maintained this as a military hospital. They just shut it down and walked away.
Mm-hmm.
So from doing some research on the internet, a couple of the buildings are still being used. There's this cancer treatment center that's there. And then one of the other buildings is being used to study Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there used to be this psychiatric ward and a whole bunch of other places. It's just shut down. And if you go look at the pictures, the architecture, the buildings are incredible because when they were built. But it's just like everything's gone now. It's just empty buildings sitting there since 2000.
Okay.
Number seven is Orkdal-sur-Glane. Is that how you say it?
Orkdal-sur-Glane.
Sur-Glane?
Sur-Glane.
My French is not that good.
French. Okay.
It was, what was it? It wasn't destroyed. On June 10th of 1944, 642 of its inhabitants, including women and children, were massacred by the German Waffen-SS company.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire village was massacred. And as a memorial, the people of France left that there untouched. I mean, there's still cars from the 40s sitting in the middle of the street.
Yes, because their souls is not to rest. And it's a ghost town now.
Pretty much. But I mean, it's scary. I mean, they keep it up and everything, but like the pictures of walking down like the street, I mean, it's just like somebody's going to walk out the door any minute. It was really kind of eerie, like in some of the pictures I had.
I'm going to have to check that one out.
So, they built a new town a little bit further down from where it was.
Mm-hmm.
But they never went back to that town. The whole town's a big memorial to the 642 people that were killed by the SS troop.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, number six is Monsell Sea Forts in the UK, which was these kind of cool fortified towers that were built in the Thames Channel going into the English Channel. And they're basically these forts that sit up out of the water about maybe 30 or 40 feet. And they're like two or three-story built big metal buildings with, you could tell where the turrets and stuff used to be on them. And they're pretty cool, and it's really not a town or anything, mm-hmm. but it's like this little small city just
like
sitting
up
out of the water that's completely abandoned. And they abandoned those in 1964, and they're still standing there. I think one of the towns that it's close to, a Scottish town, and they've claimed it, and I think they're fixing it up and using it as a tourist.
Mm-hmm. Another tourist place. They become tourist places. Yeah. They
no, I notice a trend here. People abandoning these towns in the 60s.
Here's one. Yeah. Bodie, California is a deserted gold mining town. It was abandoned in 1942.
Oh, this was in the 40s. Okay.
So that was 40s.
Okay.
So, but it was interesting because, I mean, it's one of those it looks like a real American tombstone type-esque ghost town that's just sitting out in the middle of the desert. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's a beautiful wooden church, all wooden buildings sitting out there, and churches and everything. But nobody's there. So, but you know, when the gold runs out, why to stay there? So
nobody want to stay. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Humberstone, Chile was a saltpeter refining company, which you know what saltpeter is, don't you?
Yeah.
Fertilizer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was deserted following the collapse of the global demand for saltpeter because people can make. They can make artificial ammonia and nitrates and stuff now, and they didn't have to go mine it and do all this refining to it. So, and it's this whole town, and it's been turned into a historical site as well. So, because it's kind of the buildings and everything are just kind of locked in that time frame of when it was built. Another one that was very cool was this Kulmanskop.
Yeah, you got it.
Namibia is a deserted mining town, but if you go look at the pictures of the buildings and stuff, they were these very ornate, beautiful buildings. And it was inhabited until 1964, when I guess the diamond trade kind of cleaned up there, just went out of business. Number two is Caracco, Italy, which the whole reason it kind of shut down is because it was rendered uninhabitable because of a bunch of earthquakes. And it's built up on kind of the top of a mountain on a slant, and it kind of looks like something out of a Hobbit movie.
Like the Shire?
No, because it's more like it was built kind of as a fortress town and everything.
Oh, the fortress, okay.
But it's very soft, curving angles and everything, and you can see the buildings. And there's still a church that's operated there, mm-hmm. and the monks maintain it. But everything else, most of the buildings...
There were monks?
Okay. Have fallen... priests, excuse me. We all priests, monks,
priests.
Same thing.
Okay.
Has fallen down because of the earthquakes over the years. Have knocked it down, so it's just kind of uninhabitable there with the way the buildings were built. So, and of course, number one 60. On... Yeah, and they just kind of abandoned it in 1963.
Mm-hmm.
So the number one place is Pyapat, Chernobyl, Ukraine, and is the city that was evacuated following the nuclear meltdown disaster in 1986.
Oh, yeah.
That got me scared.
That's what I was about to say. That brought about a lot of movies.
Yeah. Well, I saw it, and I thought that's funny because in the beginning of Godzilla, Matthew Broderick's character is in Chernobyl testing earthworms to see how irradiated earthworms, what it's done to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was kind of funny. And then I saw this if you see the pictures and stuff, I mean, it's just a town. I mean, you're starting to show that you can tell nature's taking back over because the weeds are coming up everywhere. And excuse me. The glasses started being blown out or knocked out of windows and stuff. So, but it's interesting because I've seen a couple shows over the last couple of years about scientists going back there for short periods of time to check stuff and see how high the radiation levels are, what's it's done to the, you know, ant and plant life, the animal and plant life there. So it's been quite interesting.
Well, I mean, what happened? Is it less radiation?
No, it's still too irradiated. It'll be 1,000 years before somebody could live there again.
Oh, wow.
I mean, half life.
No, that's really.
I mean, you got to talk about half life radiation, and that's just half life.
Uh huh.
So unless they figure out some way to clean up radiation, nobody's ever going to be able to live there again. I mean, unless they scrape it all up and put it in a big ball and blow it in outer space or something. And dig past where the radiation is saturated in the ground. There's not too much anybody can do there.
Yeah.
So
okay. Mike and I have been driven around Mississippi. And what's that, the town again? Gulfport?
Yeah, that's Gulfport.
Gulfport, yeah. That was hit by... That's like a ghost town right now too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because of... Katrina or Gustav? It was Katrina.
Yeah.
That wiped out everything... And there was just probably a house, just one house there that survived.
But the casinos are back.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. I guess they. It's a big parking lot then.
Yeah.
Well, they can float those casinos in from anywhere.
Yeah. The insurance companies were. The insurance companies did a lot of people wrong there. And here their senator had a chance to stand up to the insurance company. But he took the money from the insurance company and fixed up this home because the insurance company didn't want to pay him as well because it was the thing between it being wind driven water and flood waters. And see, flood waters, you got to have flood insurance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if the wind drives the water, which it was from the surge, that's hurricane force winds, you know, and that's the whole thing they're going through right now. And their senator, Trent Lott, ex-senator, because he resigned after that. But the insurance didn't want to pay for his home as well. And, of course, it was all on the news. It made a big to-do. And I thought, okay, now they have a major figure that's going to stand up to them and shoot them down. And, no, he took a settlement, and that was it. You know, he got paid for his home and fucked the rest.
Well, he got paid for his home, and then there's undisclosed settlement for him not pushing anything.
I'm sure
floating around that somewhere.
And that's what basically happened. And it was like screw the rest. And, of course, you know, when it came for election time, the people showed him that, oh, come on, you cannot stand up for us.
Yeah, then and, we're not.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you know, that's the Republicans, you know.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing in doing some research on this was you're talking about abandoned towns and stuff because of the housing market in the U.S., I mean, there was like video after video and story after story of just abandoned brand new communities, never been lived in, fully built, just sitting there with nobody in them.
Yeah, I went to I go to a show out in Florida in Miami, and we was going through Fort Lauderdale because the company takes us all out on a boat ride, and just whole condominium complexes. Brand new built, no one ever lived there, and it's just every condo in there is for sale, and it's like wow, it's like
it's really bad.
You know, my reps are telling me, oh, if you want a condo, you can get one in there for dirt cheap, and no one ever lived in it.
Wow,
but you gotta have, you know, they want you to pay cash up front for it,
oh,
and you're gonna live in a building by yourself, so it's horrible.
Yeah.
And it was funny looking at some of the communities like out in California that developed these whole communities, everything had been built, they were, you know, and then the market fell and nobody could buy houses.
Actually, I have a relative who's been a victim of that, and she had to let go of her house too.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
I've been there, done that. So
also in Vegas, that's happening a lot too. A lot of communities were coming up in Vegas that is, you know, the bottom just fell out and... You know, people lost their homes, man.
Yeah.
It's a tragic, especially here in the States. And, you know, just like you said, knowing people that went through that, man, that's horrible, man. I don't even want to think of losing my home, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Wow. It's pretty sad talking about all this.
But it's reality.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's reality. And
we're talking about these places, these towns that were just abandoned.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like most of them. The mine quit, so the whole island was just, everybody just moved off the island.
Move off, mm-hmm.
The gold town, the gold dried up, the diamonds dried up, everybody's gone.
Yeah.
But there's still this whole town that was built up around all that still sits there.
Yeah. Must be nice to visit, though. I mean, just to see what most of it would just just history and stuff.
I would visit the ones that people like moved away, not the massacre one.
Not the massacre one. No, no.
The souls are still there. Yeah. I watched too many scary movies.
Okay, let's move on to our segment. Wolf, what a bear. Well, this one's a
wolf, what a cub. So, yeah.
Okay. Something easy on the eyes here. Okay, go ahead.
Very easy on the eyes. Our wolf, what a cub this week is Chris, and he's from Scruff.
From Scruff.
I'm getting dry mouth here, folks. Chris is a white 21-year-old cub located in Lancaster, California. He considers himself a Southern California cowboy. He stands 5'8 and weighs 170 pounds. He likes to cause trouble in the most fun ways possible. He's into body hair, sweat, shooting guns, hunting, and hiking. He likes to ride his motorcycle and do whatever gets you dirty, sweaty, and covered in motor grease.
Oh, hot.
You can find him on Adam for Adam and Bareback right now as Burkaroo 234.
Bareback right now? Is it
I think that's the name of the one. That's what he's spelling at, but it's Bareback right now.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you know the website, you can tell me and I'll go investigate it.
Yeah. Wow.
And he's a cute little cub, too.
You have an Adam for Adam? Yeah, you have had him. You have an Adam for Adam?
No.
No.
No, I don't know. Man, I barely get to check my Bear 401 account. I barely get to check my eBay. You know, guys come in and out of town and they think I don't want to see them and stuff, but I just rarely go on. I'm busy.
I'm just around Scruff and, around Scruff and Growler. That's the only place I go now. And, that's the only place I could because I have the equipment. You have the iPhone, so
I'm on those too, but yeah, and they're so easy accessible. Whereas you know, like I have to log on and everything for my Bear 411. So guys, I'm still trouble on Bear 411, but just you know, text me, bear with me, I get back with you.
Okay. Let's speaking of computer stuff. All right, let's geek it out. This is when Ed's segment comes in. Okay, you show your iPad. You're an iPad user. See,
yay.
He's an iPad user. Yes. So, what's the app that you play right now?
Madden. I love football. I love my Saints.
You're
so
much.
So
I saw you play it, and you always play the Saints. Okay?
Of course, man. I don't betray, man, my team.
You don't betray?
No, okay. If the Saints lose to a team during the day, I go home and kill that team on Madden.
That's a therapeutic way of doing it.
Oh, yeah. I swear. I go home. I'll search for, if I'm playing online, I'll search for whoever's playing that team. I'll deny playing anybody until I find somebody playing that team. And it's like, okay, we about to roll now. And I try to murder them.
Oh.
I take out my frustration.
That's a great idea.
Oh yeah.
God.
I will beat that ass down, boy.
Oh,
I know. I'm getting all emotional, huh?
And this is how the game should have been played out here, folks. This is how the game should have been.
So y'all know what I did to Seattle. I killed them many times.
So easy if it's an iPhone app, right?
It's not like playing it on the Xbox console or the PlayStation because it's not that adapted yet. But it'll do. You know, it works for on the go. And you know, I don't have it with me all the time. Well, I do. I have a PSP, so I play it on there as well.
And you're also the Saints there.
So I mean, I love football. I mean, I can watch football 24/7. So. You know, I played basketball, but I love to watch football.
Sleep anymore.
Huh?
If you don't have to sleep, you would still watch it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Before I go to bed at night, the TV, like Rob told you, it stays on NFL Network. In fact, if you go turn your TV on right now,
it's on NFL Network.
Yes. It is on NFL Network. I watched it today before I left.
Same as Mike. Whenever he's here, he would watch football all the time.
Is that serious, you guys?
Yeah.
Is that serious? I mean, football is a serious thing.
So, if the Saints win, do you say it's only a game? No, you don't, right?
Hell no! Hell no! Oh, if the Saints win, I'm gonna tell you right now, I will be like in the person's face, like, oh yeah, y'all fucking suck.
Oh God!
Yo, when the Saints lose, my mom, my sister, they all call me like,
calm you down.
Ed, I'm sorry. We saw the game today. I'm like, Mom, all right. I'm going to be all right, Mom. Hey, they called me like somebody died, y'all.
Oh my God.
Hey, I'm serious. Hey, if the Saints win, I go. I'm out on my balcony. I know you saw my belt. I got it. Yeah, I have a championship belt that I wear now, and I'm out on the balcony. I'm bragging and everything. If the Saints lose, I go home. I know, I'm serious. I go home and I play Madden and I kill the team that beat me. But no, I'm not in a good mood.
Not a
you
bad
don't
idea. I never thought of it that way.
Oh, if you're game. Let's put it this way: if you're a power bottom, just wear the jersey of someone that that beat the Saints that day. Boy, I would tear your ass up.
Oh my God.
I'm that serious. I went to London to watch my team play. So
is that serious? You would go to another country to watch the Saints?
Yes, I did. I went to London last year to watch my Saints play. I went to San Francisco this year to watch my Saints play. I choose a away game every year, and I go there in full bragging mode. I mean, if we win, believe me, the opposing team do not like to see me. You know, they want to fight me. I brag that much. Uh-huh. Now, when we lose, you know, I'm going back to the room. You know, I'm not. I won't say nothing to nobody. You
that's
know,
right. And that's where all the masculine bottom bears line up. and that's when he's like, intercept this fucking bitch,
motherfucker, bitch ass motherfucking Seahawks.
You
little punks, beat that ass.
In fact, if you have a Seahawk tattooed on the top of your ass,
no!
You are set ready to go.
No, oh man, God. No. I don't want to go there, man.
You want to go that far? Okay.
If you're into some serious sadomasochism, there you go.
Okay, do the follow up on our event.
A follow up on our event. What? From Pocket Bear?
No, this one. Go lower. I mean, go up a bit.
Go up. Oh, yeah.
Bear Watch?
You're missing Bear Watch. There.
Oh, that little event.
Yeah, there you go.
Bear Watch registration is open, folks. www.bearwatch.net. It is $85 until January 31st, and then it goes up to $95 at midnight. Exactly at midnight. So if you're registering at 11:59 on January 31st, and you don't get it done by 12, you paying $95. That's all I'm saying. Don't be calling me, emailing. I tried it. 12:59.36.
Okay, now tell me more about Bear Watch. I've never been to it. I know Maynard, you go to it
every year.
Every year.
Maynard's always in the sling at Bear Watch.
That's oh.
Right. No, I'm not.
Yes.
Quiet.
I'm serious. Man, you're supposed to keep that man bedroom business on the under.
Okay. Oh,
remember
oh,
now, we you
there
know,
is a
I
sling
keep
room
business on the under.
There's a sling room, yeah.
There's a sling room.
There's one who would bring a sling, and then one night there's going to be 18 people inside.
Damn.
I know.
So, no, but Bear Watch happens in Galveston every year.
Mm-hmm.
We go down Friday night. We're at the hotel. We're just chilling. We changed the Bear Watch around a little bit last year and kept everything at the hotel.
Yeah.
So people just come and relax in the pool. Last year's theme was heroes versus villains. So we had a little superhero costume contest and that went over real well. So this year we're kind of doing the same thing, except we're having a toga kegger party Friday night.
Okay.
So we're going to have a little toga contest. Who has the best toga? Have beer and pizza and just kind of chill around the pool and have a good time Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, we get up, have breakfast, go to the beach, have lunch at the beach, spend most of the afternoon at the beach, and then come back. And then Saturday night, we have the traditional clothing optional foam and pool party.
Nice.
Nice.
We have a big old huge foam pit. Everybody gets there and has a lot of time. Takes out of a lot of aggression on the Seattle Seahawks in there.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Inside the foam.
It's a lot of fun. It's like, you know.
I haven't been to a Bear event in a long time, and I didn't. What Bear event I went to the last
TBRU?
Time?
TBRU? No.
No, it was Bear Pride. Was probably
Bear Pride
my last
Chicago.
One. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And it was
with Mike. Right?
Now I've been since I went to with Mike, but I went. I just didn't have fun. It was just a lot of things that were going on. And, you know, this the problem. Like, I speak with anyone. I'm approachable. Anybody could come talk, and I'm going to talk with you. I mean, that's the way I am. Mm-hmm. You know, but a lot of people, it seem like if when you talk to them, that means you have to have sex with them. And not every, you know, not I'm not, you know, and sometimes, yeah.
Some
I do.
People do not understand, no.
Yeah, and well, and some people, you know, and you know, sometimes, yeah, that's cool. I'm a private guy. I don't like doing it all out in front of everybody and stuff like that. You know, I just don't mind, you know, but just don't. I remember at this last event, I remember, you know, talking to people and then, you know, not just turn them down nicely, you know, not, mm-hmm. I'm not disrespectful. I'm not like, hey, get your hands off me. I'm just like, nah, I'm cool, man. I'm, you know, just doing it nicely. And then next thing you know, people were saying I had an attitude. I'm like, I got a what? How did I get an attitude, man? I didn't do anything to nobody. I speak with everybody. I have fun. We laugh. We joked. And then come to find out, you know, I heard from a couple friends that some people were saying that I had an attitude. I'm trying to act like I'm all that. And I'm thinking, no, man, I didn't do nothing to no one. And I just haven't. It just kind of turned me off. And I never went back since, you know.
You know, I've noticed most bear events, each one's a little different. So, mm-hmm. I mean, some of the bigger ones, it's kind of hard to meet people.
Maybe
and
because you went to a big one.
Yeah, you're right. And it is bear. Bear Pride is big.
It's kind of small. I know. Is it Drench Fur that's coming up?
Yeah, Drench Fur.
They're all. Up. I mean, it's like 200-300 people. Because once you get over about 300 people, it's kind of hard to mingle and socialize with everybody. But you get a group of 200 to 300 people. I mean, you can kind of walk around and after
actually meet people. I mean, know them.
You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I meet people at all these events. You know, in fact, from Bear Pride, the ones that I know, a lot of you guys, you know, we've kept in contact over the years and stuff. I make good friends from that. But it was just that that overall thing of me having an attitude. And I'm thinking, why would someone? why would someone say that about me? And when I really don't, you know, I don't act like that. I don't think I'm all that at all, you know, because, you know, I feel we on the same level, everybody on the same playing field. I don't care how you look. I will speak to that person. We can have an intelligent conversation and everything, you know. Yeah. I don't feel like, oh, because I'm not interested, I'm not going to talk to him. I don't do that. I mean, we could talk. Yeah. Especially if you bring up football, basketball, cars, you know, we can talk. I mean, I rebuild cars. I'm working on a 72 Cutlass convertible. Wow. Hopefully, be finished this summer. I've been saying that for the last 3 years now.
But in bear runs, I usually am quiet. Am I really quiet?
But I know yesterday when that cub was all up there, you just got all speechless.
Yeah, I know. I get quiet.
The bear cub
whenever
and the bear guy,
bears.
He just got all speechless and just didn't say anything.
Everybody knows you. I swear, I was telling people, oh, yeah, I'm going to stay by a friend's house, you know, Manor. Oh, Manor? From Bear Podcast? Like, I know him. That's like my best friend. You know, you're a celebrity. I can get you an autograph.
Oh, stop.
And most of the people coming to Bear Watch, you'd probably know, because I think about a quarter of the people come from Louisiana.
Yeah, and I know a lot. And a lot of people know me. The New Orleans Bear and Bear Trapper, I support those guys. They always come in to my shop. I donate a lot of stuff to them. So, you know, I donate to a lot of crews and everything. So a lot of people know Robert and myself. So, we're pretty, you know, like I said, I'm... You know, that's why, you know, people that know me know that I don't have attitude or anything like that. So I shouldn't worry about the people that don't know me. But, you know, it turned me off from going to the bear events. And it shouldn't, because I did have fun there. And I met a lot of nice friends and that, like I said, I'm still in touch with today. And I might return to the bear event, you know.
Yeah. Try Bear Watch.
The time of the year, you know.
That's
the
right. It's
football's over with.
Yes. You have no excuse.
Football's over with. I thought you said January?
It's May.
May.
Oh, in May.
May 20th through the 22nd.
Yeah.
Hey. So.
There you go. You see a lot of.
I don't think baseball started up good by then yet. So.
Oh, I'm not into baseball.
You're not into baseball.
No.
What? You're not? Oh my God.
I'll play softball sometimes, but to sit there and watch it is not enough.
It's not enough action for
it. It's just too slow. I can't do the tedious stuff. I gotta have the action. You know, I don't even like to watch a game that's not a lot of action. I mean, I like the action of it, and. And gay guys that don't like football, you slipping. Boy, those guys are hot.
Y'all oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Man, I sit at the game and cruise all day. I go with Mike and all Mike do. We sit there by each other like this. and you know, and then, you know, all I got to do, I got to look over at him, see where his eyes is going, and then follow the eyes. And
You know what's funny? I would go to a football game sometimes with Mike, and then I have a binoculars on, and then – and then there's a touchdown. Everybody jumps, yay! And I'm still looking at the guy. Oh, yay! Touchdown! Yes,
the late wave. Yeah, I know. The wave halfway around. He's going, oh yeah,
oh yeah. That's right. Because I was looking at a hot guy over there. So,
okay. Man, you can cruise a lot at the games, man.
I know what you mean.
Especially at the bubbles that come. You know, I'm from down the bayou, so you have all those down the bayou people coming.
That's right.
And I'm attracted to masculine. I told y'all this earlier, but the more masculine guys are, you know, it's not really a look. It's more your masculinity to me. And, you know.
What if he comes up to you, but he's wearing a Lady Gaga outfit, something like that? But then he's butch and everything. How's that?
Oh, I can do that.
I can do that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, when I first came out, when I was young, and cruising like the parks and stuff, you know, we all go through that phase.
Hey, I'm from for yourself.
Hey, I'm from the country. Hey, I'm from the country. They didn't have gay bars in my little town. So you went to the park, and I used to go and mess with this couple, this guy, this older couple, and I used to fuck the lady and the guy, and the guy used to wear lady underwear.
But
he was very, bro. He was a daddy though, bro. Big gray beard. Oh yeah,
I'm nice.
You got to have gray for me to look your way. I mean, I am attracted to gray.
Oh.
Gray.
Well, gray.
I love gray hair. So, he was just a daddy bear. And like I said, that you know, he was masculine. He just loved the feel of lady underwear. And that didn't matter to me. It just, like I said, it's the person really for me. Yeah. And it's that way. Now you get that high tone in your voice and all that and start saying fuck your pussy and all that.
How about boy pussy? Do my boy pussy.
See, no, it depends on the situation, y'all.
I don't even like that. Yeah. You know? It's like,
it depends on the situation, you know?
Like, you know, fuck my boy pussy, daddy. I'm like,
It's like, come on, you know, it's like, no, dude, you know, I don't walk both sides of the tracks. No. And I tell everybody, no, a pussy feel like a pussy and an ass feel like an ass. It is not the same. I don't care how much juice or whatever you put in your butt. It just, I'm serious. I'm not trying to knock anybody, but experience, man, I've had a lot of girls. In fact, to me, it's easier for me to pick up a woman than to pick up a man. So I can approach
more of the challenge.
No, it's
challenge
just that,
to get a man.
What do you could tell a woman any dumb old thing, man? I swear. You could tell a any guy that have messed with a woman and a man, they'll tell you could tell a woman any dumb thing. Yeah, I can go up to a woman with the stupidest comment, girl, your feet must be tired because you've been running through my mind all day. Hey, if I get that giggle like that, that's it. I'm coming right back at you, and I got it. And if I don't get that giggle, I'm on to the next girl and say the same line, even if she heard me say it to this girl. And if she giggle, bam, I got you.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I work in an office full of women, and, you know, they're always cackling and burning on about every little thing.
Oh, yeah.
And all of them are like, they'll read these stories about, you know, something going online, this girl, you know, oh, this woman, her baby daddy, you know, beat her kids up, and then, you know, it's all this stuff. I don't understand how that happened. Why she let him do that? And half the office, every one of them husbands done cheated on them, gave them all kind of lies, done all this shit. And they ain't left their ass yet. So,
you guys have so much adventure at work. And well, oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, I have all kind of adventures, man, especially.
Well, the stuff that rolls through your shop, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. God. What's the latest now? What's the latest that happened? Anything that's funny?
Wow, let me see. I'm trying to think, you know, because God, it's so much stuff that happens.
Did you have to kick out someone or beat up someone?
I had a guy arrested for trying to take my mannequin out the window. Well, actually. He, you know what?
The whole mannequin?
Well, he was trying to get in the window to take a picture with the mannequin, and he pushed one of my mannequins down. And of course, you know, all I need is a little excuse to beat your ass and release all my frustration of the world on you. And I grabbed him, I threw him down, and my employee's going, Ed, slow down, Ed, you're gonna hurt him, you're gonna hurt him. And the police just come and arrest him. And he asked me what happened. I said he was trying to take the mannequin out the window.
Okay, that's just enough.
And that's enough. He arrest him, bring him into jail. Hey. Mm-hmm. That's it. I got to beat up somebody, and he got arrested for it.
You get away with it.
Was he drunk?
Of course.
Oh, well, yeah.
Of course, he can't say anything.
Yeah. And they're drunk. You know, they come in, they're drunk. So. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Wow.
See, the life on Bourbon Street.
That's the life on Bourbon Street. But we party, we have fun, but don't think everything is legal when y'all come to Bourbon Street. It is just, it's not legal to show your body parts. It is really not. A lot of people think it is. It is at the discretion of the officer. Some officers choose to do this, you know, but some officers, you know, they're strict, and they're, you know, especially if you got some homophobic ones and they see a guy showing his body parts, they'll arrest them. Now, if a girl show their tits, they'll be like, oh, look, you got to cover them. After, maybe if they sergeant see them.
Really?
But yeah. They are, and just like.
They can choose.
Now, a woman see a woman. A woman cop see a girl showing flashing her tits, she would arrest her. Oh, okay. Yeah, in a heartbeat.
All right.
So the always be caution of that. And guys used to come and have sex on the streets doing decadence and stuff like that.
They don't happen anymore?
You know what?
It used to happen.
Happen a lot, but I think the cops started monitoring. And decadence is not as crowded as it used to be, so you can't get away with a lot. Remember, decadence used to be so packed that if you're in the middle of the crowd, nobody can, you know,
see what you're doing.
You can't see what you're doing. So now the street's not that packed. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot
of some people just, they go somewhere and they just forget that rules and everything just totally exist, like they're somewhere in another world, and then they wonder, why did I get in trouble?
Why did I get in trouble?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
And they just, next thing they know, they're in jail. Anyway, okay, so Mardi Gras, we'll be there in Mardi Gras. So Mardi Gras
is going to be a fun time. Oh, it's a late Mardi Gras, so it should be warm. When it's warm, guys are dressed in the skimpiest thing. So, come on down and enjoy the city. Let us entertain you guys.
Yeah, it'll be great.
I'll never be invited.
Well, would you like
you coming for Mardi Gras?
I don't ever get invited to Mardi Gras. Nobody ever invites me.
Well, we have a house full right now.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah, you know what? You got to say it early because even me, like, I already have a house full.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. It's just, I'm just giving him a hard time.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, friends.
But next time.
when you have friends that live in New Orleans, believe me, friends hit you up early. Right. It's like almost a year in advance reservation.
Yeah.
You know I'm coming next year, right? You know, right? Yeah. I got the bedroom. Don't give it all away to no one.
Yeah.
Don't give the sofa away either.
We already have six people.
Ooh,
already
six
in the house.
People.
Okay.
In that small apartment.
In a small apartment, guys.
Yeah, I know.
No, we learned our lesson from all that with everybody all over because I have to work and I have, you know, that's my work busy time. So,
oh, yeah, definitely.
And just having so many people and trying to entertain and just people all over. Nah, that was almost impossible. People wanting me to come pick them up and bring them places. Like, dude, I'm at work. I'm drunk, man. I need to get home. Man, take a damn cab.
Yeah. It's up to you. Just be responsible a little bit.
No, I'll make it down there 1 year.
1 year, okay.
One day when I...
Or Southern Decadence. Think about
Every time I go to Southern Decadence, a damn hurricane rolls through, so I'm just bad luck for a long time.
Ray, don't come to New Orleans for Southern Decadence.
I know.
I made it one time without the hurricane rolling through, and then every time I've been since then, it's been a hurricane. I'm just like,
yeah. No Decadence for you.
Yeah,
thanks.
No Decadence for me. So.
Okay. Let's go on with the listener comments. Okay, should you take this? I'll take you. You take this one. I'll take the other one.
Okay.
Okay.
And this, which one is this one from?
From
hang on, I got to scroll back
lower.
Up.
That one, yeah.
Okay. All right, this list is coming from Pocket Bear, who we profiled on the Scruff when we did our conversation with Jason from Scruff.
Jason from Scruff.
Wolf, thanks for the Bear podcast. A bunch of buds of mine made me aware of us talking about it on the show, because when I talked to Pocket Bear afterward, he's like, man, I had people calling me and texting me all day about me being on the show. He said, I didn't even realize y'all were that popular. And I said, well, see, that's what you get.
That's what you get.
But I think I read the wrong link out, and yeah. We put it wrong on the website. No. So he sent us the updated link to, and I think Maynard adjusted it on the
actually,
website.
Actually, it's a pocketbear-den.com. It's just that I think you should also register the www.pocketbear-den. I don't know. Most of the time, you don't need a www anymore.
No, you don't need
the
www.
But in this case, it needed it. Oh. So, yeah. Okay. Maybe because it's...
So anyway, Vince, or Pocket Bear.
Thanks, Vince.
About that. But I think he got a lot of play on that, and he's supposed to be, and he better be sending me some music because he was talking about
music.
He creates some of his own music. And I said, well, send it to us, and we'll play it, like we do other people's music, like what's his name?
Like a Kendall.
Kendall.
But yeah, we played some music. Yeah.
Just forgot his name.
Okay, so moving on, we have an email, actually a comment from Mickey. I don't know what city are you from, Mickey. So okay, here we go. First, I love your show. I just recently... Hi, Ray and Nard. First, I love your show, and I just recently discovered it and have been totally enjoying the vlog episodes. Like this one. It's going to be a vlog. They are really great, especially the videos of the bear run, since I actually haven't been to one.
Well, let me tell you, Bear Watch would be a great break
for you.
Yeah,
get this commercial.
Come to Bear Watch. Yeah. Okay, second.
Mickey, if you're 21, register. Come on.
Yeah. Second, I'm kind of a casual bear admirer, and there's something I've been wanting to get off my chest. Here's a good question, guys. Why is the bear community becoming more and more a separatist movement? It seems like the community has a habit of taking an already existing idea and creating a bear version of it just to fence themselves in or fence everybody out, however you want to look at it. For example, Scruff App, Growler, and Bear Books. And aren't they basically Grindr and Facebook with bear slapped onto it? Thoughts? And P.S. Ray, hot.
Wow. Mickey has good taste in men. That's all.
You got good taste, Mickey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. You definitely have good taste in men. Mm-hmm. Very, very Lord. Super hot. Uh-huh.
Okay, Ray, what do you think of this? Slapping things into an already existing product and making it bare.
Well, I think that's true. But I also think there's a reason for that. Because when I'm on Grindr, most guys don't talk to me on Grindr.
Yeah.
I don't fit the profile of most of the guys. I'm not a twinkie little muscle boy. Yeah. I mean, that's what I like, but that's not what I get. I mean, there are people, other bears that get on there that are occasionally talk to me and stuff, but as soon as I'm on Scruff or Growler, I mean, it's like I have to log out just so people don't keep IMing me.
Yeah. I mean, same here. If you go to those other ones, you don't get the people that you want. Like per se me, I wouldn't go to a site with just black guys knowing that I'm not into black guys because, you know, that's not what I'm into, you know. And I like going to where you're into this masculine role. It's not it's good to have this separate place it's not that it's fencing anybody out. It's just weeding out all the, you know, the
especially shopping.
Yeah, especially shopping. You know, it's like if you're a vegetarian, you won't go to a place with just all meat, you know?
Yeah.
Right. It's just like that. So it's not.
Play with a child is not your restaurant.
Yeah. If you don't, so I think it's a good thing. So you don't have all these things. You don't have to wait or try to hit somebody and, you know, they don't hit you back or they send back a negative, ugly comment. You don't have that. You know, you're going to you can have it on Scruff. But yeah. but it's less likely because all these guys are looking for that look. You know, most of the time when you're on that site, you're looking for that look. And one question to you, Mickey. What is casual bear mouth? You got to write back on that one. Because okay, what you mean? You don't admire him all the time? sometimes?
Or is he just casually walking through the mall? He's like, oh, that's a hot bear.
That's a hot bear.
I don't know. Cool. I mean, yeah. When you read that casual, I'm thinking, well, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
casually admire someone. So answer that for me, man.
Yeah. But to me, I'm always been a bear admirer and everything. And I do like these sites. And it's easy to, like you guys said, it's kind of easy to weed them out. It's easy to pinpoint because, again, it's propagated by the labels.
Yeah.
The bears, the polar bears, the bipolar bears. No,
yeah. Oh, there's a lot of those.
None of those. Bears, the daddies, and the cubs, and the chasers, and the wolves.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand, that segregation. But just being bear and separate from the regular gay community, mm-hmm. yeah, I can understand that. But what? Why is all these categories?
It's because it's easy to filter out. This is the way I look at it. In sites, you can actually do searches and stuff. And you click on, I want to look at all the chasers. It's just so easy. I will click of a button and then search. It would filter out. Oh, these are all the chasers. These are all the bears. These are all the daddies who are 60 and above. These are all the
It makes it
a lot easier.
That's true too. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, that's what I like about it too. Because, like you said, in Grindr, they're all so much of a mix that it becomes the signal to noise ratio. Mm-hmm. It's pretty high. So. At least with these apps like Growler and with Scruff and Bear Book and all these sites, filtering and searching the type of guy you like is easier, and you actually get responses.
Yeah, because actually I'm about to delete my Grindr thing because every time I look at it, it's some young guy is trying to hit me up, and really? You know, it's like, no, dude, go home and get your daddy, man. You know, I can't do nothing.
Yeah, it's really preference.
Forward all those hits to me.
Oh yeah,
will do, man. Will do.
If you're twinkish, send it to Ray at Bear Podcast.
Yeah, I'd be totally twinkish.
Well, yeah, okay, kind of.
Also, like, I'm just not that much attracted to other big bears.
Oh, okay.
Understood. I mean, like,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, it's preference.
You know, like, I always joke about it, but I always tell people I don't feed off my own kind.
Or I always comments, hear that
I don't do chocolate. Or, I do. But it's just that I'm just not. It's funny. Mm-hmm. I like my women black, but my men white and older. I mean, but my women black and young.
Oh, okay.
How's that? Well, I don't do women anymore, but when I was, that was the whole thing. I mean,
it's just what in your head that clicks that you like.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I like.
It's like a friend of mine. He's a rice queen. Rice queen likes.
Yeah, so Asian. I just recently heard that term from Nord.
Rice queen
and potato queen. Heard that. That was
sticky
funny.
Rice. So he's a rice queen, and he actually likes. If he were straight, he was saying he would still. Marry or get with a female Asian, because I don't know, it must be the culture that means he really thinks that he's still a rice queen at that point, that he likes the Asian culture, Asian person in general. So if he was straight, but he's very gay.
Well,
so.
See, I mean, it's like with me, like the women I find myself attracted to, they're not the same type of guy that I find. They're not super skinny little guys like I like in men. I don't like women. I like decent figured women. I mean, most of the girls I think out there today are just way too damn skinny.
Mm. And me, give them a sandwich.
I never concern myself, women or men, even though I like my women with some booty. I guess that's my blackest. But I do like a big round butt. Even to this day, if a girl have a big butt, I'm going to stare because I like to see that, you know. But but when it comes to men, size really don't matter. It is the look, that masculine look. If you can give that off to me, man, it's on. It's you don't have to be a model. You could just that, if you know, the guys that look like they're working on side the road, I'm normally turning and doing this, like, especially, you know, the foreman type, you know.
Yeah,
all right, they got me, man.
Oh, hot.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Definitely. Yeah.
Wow. Guys, this is a very long show.
Hey, man, we always do a long show when I'm on.
That's right. And it's always a pleasure having you, Ed, on the show all the time.
Thanks,
and,
thanks
for visiting us here in Houston.
We're going to have to do one. Y'all get on Nard about doing a live show from Panda Bear's balcony during Mardi Gras or something, you know.
Oh, so
that would be pretty neat to do. And maybe not Mardi Gras. That's a little too busy, but Decadence for sure.
Oh, yeah, we do shows in Decadence.
Yeah, that would be a nice one. Y'all come set up on the balcony and do one off of just off the balcony. And, you know, all the people and everything behind us acting crazy. Mm-hmm. I think that would be fun. I think everyone would want to see it. Email them and tell them, do it.
Okay. Sudden Decadence is on Labor Day weekend, so watch out for it. And get ready. Maybe you need to book your flights now. This early. Perfect. It's going to be very packed.
Yes, and y'all could come down and, you know, be on the Nord show.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So how can people bug you online, or how can people contact you?
You can contact me through the store's website, which is bourbonpandabear@AOL.com, btsinc@AOL.com. Or y'all can hit me up on my personal email. That's top4bears@AOL.com.
Top for bears. Oh, my God.
Hey, you know, hey. It gets direct to the point.
That's yeah. Right.
It's direct to the point. There's no...
there's no mistake in your profile on that one.
That's right.
No, there's no mistake in the profile. Everybody, I mean, from... Like I would say, from 5 minutes of being in the room with me, people they know what I want.
So. All right.
Okay. I mean, now I'm a four player, but you're gonna know what I want. Just probably 5 minutes into it, I am now. I'm forward. Put it mm-hmm. that way. I'm not shy about that.
Okay. So you're also Trouble in Scruff.
Okay. I'm Trouble on Scruff. I'm Trouble on Bear 401. Okay. I'm Trouble on
Trouble hey, everywhere. Hey.
I'm Trouble nice on Grindr.
It's a good thing you got that name.
Grindr may be gone soon. So yeah. I really, like I said, every time I open that up, it is people that I don't want to talk to is always on that. But you know, like I said, I'm nice, so I don't ignore no one. So I talk with everyone, even the black guys that email me. I text them and everything.
Yeah, just say hi.
I always, like I said, it's always better to make a friend than anything. You know, I try to make a friend than make an enemy. I was raised that way. Even if I had a fight with someone, I still, the next day, if I see you, I would speak to you because, you know, mama raised a gentleman.
Oh, that's right.
But you also know how he got his name Trouble too, don't you? Because his mama's always saying, boy, you ain't nothing but trouble.
It's nothing but trouble, yeah. Okay, guys. So, okay, thanks again. Thank you for being in the show. Awesome.
You're welcome, guys. So, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so, guys, if you have any comments to the show, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com or...
ray@bearpodcast.com.
Or email at me directly, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can call the show at 206-222-2327.
That's a lot of twos.
I know. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes.
Give us a call.
Right.
Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to leave more voicemails. We like those.
We'd like to play some. It'd be great. And subscribe via iTunes and or the Zune Marketplace. And follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Who uses MySpace anymore?
I don't know.
I think I'm going to delete my MySpace. I don't know. I'll stick with MySpace for a while.
I don't even use Twitter.
You don't use Twitter?
I barely have time to go check online. My email, let alone okay. go online.
Actually, Twitter's becoming a great way to advertise for
oh, yeah,
I know
it
people
is.
Are doing it and everything, but, you know, I run a business by looking at the bad things first, and I can see somebody doing something bad about the business first. You
yeah.
know?
Okay.
I tried to bring this thong back. Yeah. And he
oh
didn't
God.
Take it.
Oh my God, you're right. Gonna take. Yeah. They're you know, going to Twitter you.
No, y'all wouldn't believe the. You know, people come and bring things back. Like they'll try to come bring a toy back. Like this didn't get me off like the girl said it would. And like, like you try. You know, they put it on the counter. And you like step it back. Like bitch, I ain't touching that shit.
It's all soiled. Oh
my God. You know, but they're trying to bring it back. Even you know. So and I just think that, you know, if you don't do their demands, they can give you a bad rep, and people look at that. And yeah. I just think that may hurt us more than anything. And you know, being on Bourbon Street, we really don't advertise. I mean, that's mm-hmm. why we pay the high rent. So a lot of people, a lot of my customers do ask for it. I'm not gonna lie to you, a lot do, but I just don't have the time to do it.
To do online, well. I could just see it now that it would really cut both ways. If you have Twitter, you can advertise there, or people can be. That's a good point. Yeah. People be. I want to return this thong. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and then if they don't get their way, they can go and trash you. And people look at that. You know, one thing about business, word of mouth is stronger than advertising. If a person was there and said this happened to them. Before you believe the advertisement, you're going to believe that other person.
Yeah.
You know, that most of the time, you know.
But sometimes bad publicity is good publicity. It's any publicity is good publicity, but
only
not
for
all
the Hiltons.
Time. That's for the Hiltons.
No, not really. Let me tell y'all about this incident before we go. Okay. I'll make it quick though. A couple years ago, there's a law in Louisiana about selling sex toys and stuff. Jackie Clarkson, one of our city councils, got with one of the preachers and tried to clean up the French Quarter. They came in with the police, the captain of police, at the time, who was one of my good customers. Well, anyway, he came and served me this notice, and I could see him looking at me like, Ed, don't say that, because they had the cameras on it. And of course, I'm a businessman, and whatever people come and buy stuff from my shop, I don't put it out there. I mean, I'm very secretive about that, because I want you to come back and spend more with me. Mm-hmm. I'd rather do that than get a laugh from you, you know? Mm-hmm. So he came and served me his papers, and he even, you know, he knows my name. He said, Ed, this came from higher up, and I have to do this. So, you know, he was kind of telling me, okay, Ed, this is not from me. This is, you know, I understood. So I didn't say nothing, and the cameras was on me, and I was just waking up, you know, and it was like, so Ed, what are you going to do? I said, well, I'm going to comply with the law. The law said that you cannot sell anything to stimulate the vaginal area, nor could you sell anything that looked like the genital areas. Mm-hmm. So for stimulation of the genital
for stimulation
area.
Of genital.
Yeah. So and they really tried to shut us down. I mean, they said if we don't comply with this law by 3 p.m. that day. Now, y'all, this is the Monday before Fat Tuesday. No, Sunday before Fat Tuesday.
Oh, even the bigger one.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. it's the Sunday before Fat Tuesday. And I'm going crazy. And I'm like sitting here with this paper, and the news cameraman is like right in my face, like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, you know, just waking up, because they came and woke me up out of my office. I used to, I was like, I'm going to comply with the law, you know, just tell him that. And so I called.
And these are not sex toys. These are all novelty.
Well,
items.
That's the thing. You know, I called up my lawyer, a friend of mine, and he told me to fax the paper over to him, which I did. And he wrote these things down and he told me, put this up and you don't have to take your toys down. And said, these vibrators are for massage purpose only. and all the novelties are for costume purpose only, and I'm within the law. Well, the rest of that weekend, people kept coming into the shop, man. We had so many local people come to the shop and was like, oh, we saw you on TV this morning. Hey, what is y'all popular seller? You know, it was like it backfired, because I had so many people come in the shop and go, oh, I saw you on TV, man. And they like taking a picture. Hey, this is the guy that was on the news. And
see,
I swear, I thought it was so funny. And I'm thinking, you know, here I was worried about being shut down and getting all this bad publicity. But everybody that watched it came down to the shop.
You know, to see
they
it.
Actually came down to the shop. Yeah. And you know, when I told Rob, everybody just laughed about it. That everybody, you know, they kind of like put me into this figure, like, oh, yeah, that's the sex guy, guys. The sex shop guy.
The sex shop guy. Oh, my God.
So that's my story of publicity.
Big Ed Sex Emporium.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, yeah, so all publicity is not bad publicity.
Yeah.
So.
Gosh. But anyway, okay. We're close this up. Okay, so thanks guys for watching and listening. And again, go to bearpodcast.com, comment there, and we'll catch
call
you guys.
Us.
Yeah, call us, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode of Bear
Peace
Podcast.
Out.
Many woofs and many hugs.
Woof.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast.